technology. Isn't it freaking awesome? Freaking amazing? And the reason I say that is because, consider this. Right now, I'm in my office and I'm talking to you. And you might be in your office sitting at your desktop, your laptop, or maybe you're in your car, you're listening to me via iTunes, or you're streaming this video from YouTube or my website, or who knows how you're listening to this. You could be working out and getting an education about how to perform better in medical sales. This is truly amazing. I'm here, you're there, but we're communicating. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the next episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the Medical Sales Channel. My name is Mace Haroff, and today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about technology, but in the context of medical sales. In fact, actually, I'm not going to talk to you about how to use technology. I'm going to talk to you about how some medical sales reps actually abuse technology. You see, here's a challenge. We have more ways to communicate than ever before, and a lot of them are good. That's why I can share this information with you right now. I mean, it's awesome. But with all of these ways of communicating, medical sales representatives, maybe even you, don't always choose the best ways of communicating with your customers, especially when you're trying to make the sale. So what am I talking about? One of the most common questions I get, well, not one of the most common questions, but a question I'm asked commonly is, how do you get doctors and other healthcare professionals to open emails? Or people will complain, you know, I've sent a lot of emails to the doctor, he's just not responding. And when I ask them where they are in the sales process, a lot of times they'll say, well, I'm just beginning. I'm prospecting. And I'll say, so let me get this right. You're prospecting by using emails. How's that working out for you? And generally, if they're truthful, the answer is not very well. See, here's the thing. A lot of you, a lot of people who are coming into the medical sales force right now, and when I'm talking about the global medical sales force, everybody who works in this industry, a lot of you are millennials. And millennials, or you Gen Ys, what we're finding is that you've grown up with technology. I mean, it existed when you were born. You're extremely comfortable with it. A lot of this whiz-bang stuff that I'm talking about, your iPads and your iPods and smartphones, you don't remember a day when you didn't have this. And I think that's great. But here's the thing. It's not always the best first method to approach your customers with. And here's the reason why. When you send an email or you send a text or you try to contact them through one of the social media platforms such as LinkedIn or Facebook, you're very easy to ignore. And even if it's not their intention to ignore you, it's very easy to just defer it to later. But here's the problem with busy healthcare professionals. While they might have good intentions, and let's be honest, a lot of them don't. A lot of them have no intention of ever getting back to you. It's just very easy to ignore it. But those who do, and I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that some of your customers do actually intend to get back in touch with you, they just don't get around to it. Because like everybody else in the world, healthcare professionals are being absolutely inundated with things that grab their attention, things like emails and texts and text messages and SMS and all that really wonderful stuff. But you fall into the cracks. You just blend in. So let me go back to saying this first of all. What's the most difficult thing to ignore? It's a body. And some of you are saying, well, yeah, if it's a nice body, I like a nice body. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a human being that is in front of you. Think about this for a second. If someone's trying to sell you something and they send you an email, well, I'm not interested in this, delete or ignore. Same thing with a phone call. If someone's calling you and you look at the caller ID and you say, Bob Wildegrass, I don't know who that is, and you ignore it. And if it goes into voicemail, it's just one added step when you get into your voicemail and someone says, yeah, hi, this is Bob Wildegrass from ABC Technologies, and you're thinking, I don't know who this is. You hit 2 or 3 or 7, whatever it is, and Bob is gone. End of story. But, what happens if a salesperson comes into your environment? They're able to get in, they get in front of you. They're not so easy to get rid of. Now, sure, you could say, hey, listen, Bob, I'm really not interested. Thanks for coming by. You already have one. And if you are saying that, it's probably, again, because Bob's a really crappy salesperson, has done nothing to elicit any level of interest with you, hasn't presented a value proposition, and you could just push Bob out the door. But you still got to face him. You're still going to at least have to hear what he's going to say, because otherwise it would be rude. You just couldn't turn your back on, shove him out of your door, shove him out of your wherever you are and slam the door. You wouldn't do that because you're a nice person. Most people are polite people, but very easy to click that delete on an email. Here's another thing when you're using technology. A lot of technology is considered personal. Now, if you're emailing a physician, the physician might have a business or professional email that he uses in his practice. It wouldn't be inappropriate to use that. But here's the thing. Have you gotten permission to use it? Have you asked that physician or whoever the healthcare professional is how he or she likes to be communicated with? And before you use something like their mobile phone number or their personal SMS or text message, keep in mind that for many people, these things are very personal. They give it out to people who they want to have it, their close friends, people who they do business with, people who they don't mind being interrupted by on these devices. The reason being, if you think about it, when you get a text message, what do? 96% of the people who get a text message look at it within 8 minutes. Why? Because they think it's important. Now, if you get a text message, if you've had the opportunity to get a text message from someone that you don't know or someone who's soliciting you, how do you feel? You feel like it's an intrusion and you don't like that person. So if you're going to use text messages or contact someone through Facebook messaging, for example, get their permission first. Make sure you've been invited. Allow them to tell you, that's how I want to communicate. Now, some of you right now are probably saying, Mace, you know, all of my customers, this is how they like to communicate. So this is how I contact them. But I'm not getting any results. They don't respond to me. Think about that for a second. If you're using a communication technology and it's not working for you, what do you need to do? You need to try something else. And again, I bring you back to the reason you were hired. Why did your company hire you? If you're a medical sales rep, why did they hire you? Did they hire you to send text messages? Now, if you're an inside sales, maybe they did, but I think that's kind of stupid also, unless you're really good at sending text messages, and most people really suck at it. But if that's why they hired you, that's one thing. But for the vast majority of you who are listening to this, you're an outside medical sales, and you were hired to engage with your customers. If you're not getting your emails returned, you are not engaging. That's a sign. It's not working. You need to get in front of them, regardless of what the customer tells you. Now, when you get in front of them, of course, you have to know how to deliver a value proposition, and you have to know how to engage them and position your product appropriately so that they say, tell me more. How could you solve that problem for me? When you've done that, you're doing a great sales job. And if you know how to do that, then it's worth your while to get in front of them. But here's the thing. If all you're doing is leaving voicemails and sending emails and you're not getting a response, then you need to do what you're paid to do. And that's to get off your ass, get in your car and get in front of these people. Now, don't give me excuses like, well, you know, I can't get past the gatekeeper. If you can't get past the gatekeeper, then you have a different problem. Then you're not able to present value to the gatekeeper. But if you can't get in to talk to them when you go there, let me promise you this. You have a very high unlikelihood of getting through to them by sending an email about your product or service. They're going to be even more resistant to you. So you know what to do. And one final thing, when you do go to their office, this is not, and again, I have to emphasize the word not, your purpose is not to drop off brochures. You are not a brochure delivery person. That's not why your company hired you. They hired you to engage the customer and to be able to determine where the pain points are, where the needs are, where the, you know, their mandates and goals are, what are the issues that are keeping them up at night. Once you determine that and you are able to influence their thinking to want to use, to want to buy your product or service, then you're doing your job. But dropping off brochures, that's why the U.S. Post Office still exists. They are professional brochure delivery people, amongst other things. But if your company just wanted brochures to get to your customers, they'd mail them, and they would save a hell of a lot of money over hiring very talented, knowledgeable, and hardworking people like you. So you're not a brochure delivery person. If you don't get in to see the customer, take the brochure back with you, because leaving a brochure without a sales call, in my experience, and I have a lot of experience, you know, I have white hair. I've been doing this a long time. So pay attention to what I'm telling you. In my experience, the vast majority of the time, and I'm talking 95% or higher, when you drop off a brochure without a sales conversation with a customer, one of two things is going to happen. That brochure is going to go in the garbage, which, trust me, is the best thing that can happen. The worst thing that can happen is they're going to look at it. Because when they look at it, it's very easy for them to be able to accomplish what their goal is in the first place for looking at that brochure. And their goal is to be able to do one thing, and that is to say no. They want to say no, because once they say no to your offering, they could go back to feeling comfortable with whatever they're using, the status quo. Remember, your biggest competition is not your competitor who sells what you sell. Your biggest competition is the status quo, whatever they're doing, whatever they're using. If they're not even doing the procedure, that's the status quo. And if it's working for them, they'd like to stay with it because there's no risk in doing what you know works. But if you drop off that brochure and they're able to look at it and say, oh, yeah, okay, you're selling a widget. I already have a widget. I don't need this. It goes in the garbage, okay? If they really get into it and really go through the brochure and try to understand it, then they'll really have enough information to say no because you're not there to guide them. And then what happens is the next time you want to talk to them about your product or service, they're going to go, yeah, I already took a look at that. I'm really not interested. You see, brochures without you don't work. So your job is not to contact people via email. Your job is not to try and sell something via text messaging. Engage someone. Deliver your value proposition. Now, if in the follow-up, they want you to follow up with them via email in a very specific way, in other words, sending a document, something that's going to be relevant, something which is going to move the sales process forward, then by all means do it, as long as they respond. If they don't respond, then again, you need to get off your ass, get in your car, and get in front of the customer. That's what works. That's what your company hired you to do, to engage. Whatever it takes to engage, do it. Why? Because that's your job. Nothing works better than showing up. Technology is wonderful. I'm glad that you and I can be together via technology. But nothing works better than showing up. Especially when you're dealing with people who really don't want to buy. Healthcare professionals want to keep things the same. You're an interrupter. The best way to interrupt is by being there. not what you wanted to hear. But if you want to do more, if you want to sell more, if you want to grow your territory, earn more commissions, then it probably is what you wanted to hear. So there, I delivered it for you. If you'd like some more information about how you could sell more effectively, because maybe you need a little tune-up, maybe you need a little tweaking in your sales technique, the way you approach customers, the way you engage customers, the way you create and implement a medical sales process. You do have a medical sales process, right? If you need help with any of that, please check out my online 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week, 365 days out of the year training platform called Medical Sales Academy. It is probably the biggest bargain in terms of what you could invest in to drive your professional career if you're in medical sales. Don't take it from me. Look at the results other people are getting. You can find out more about Medical Sales Academy at medicalsalesacademy.com. Do it for yourself. You'll be glad you did. And you are very fortunate in that you've got a job that makes a difference. Not only does it feed you and feed your family and provide you a great future, it also allows you to make a contribution by helping healthcare professionals to provide better outcomes to their patient. So why are you listening to me at this point? Get off your butt, go out there and make the difference that you can. And don't forget that whatever you do today, tomorrow, or any other time in your medical sales career, that nothing is more important than the patient. The patient, my friends, always comes first. That's why you do what you do. Until next time, this is Mace Haroff for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube and at medicalsalestraining.com. I will speak with you again soon. Thanks for spending some time with me. Bye for now.